Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about repentance in general, and specifically it's about the types of repentance. By way of introduction, we can say that there's different kinds of sins. As you know, sins can be divided into various categories based on various criteria. For example, we have a division of sins into major sins, minor sins, sins which are unforgivable. We have another division of sins into sins which are forgivable and those which are unforgivable without repentance. And also, one of the divisions we can make of sins is based on the place where they were committed. For example, a certain sin might have been performed in public. For example, somebody might, be drinking alcohol, God forbid, in a public place, and in this way promoting sin, you know, in society. Or, for example, a woman might exit her home and walk, you know, amongst people without proper Islamic dress. This is a public sin. We also have some private sins. For example, somebody might sin in the privacy of his own home where nobody is watching him. Right. So based on this division, conversely, we can also divide repentance into two categories: repentance from a public sin and repentance for a private sin. Somebody might assume that the way that one repents for both sins is the same. But based on this beautiful and noble tradition, which we want to recite and read for you today on Hadith of the Day, we can say that this is not so. Let's look at this hadith and then we can talk about what it tries to say regarding the repentance for these types of sins. The Holy Prophet Muhammad has been reported to have said, أَحْدِثْ لِكُلِّ ذَنْبٍ تَوْبَةً. Make a repentance for every sin. Public repentance for public sins and private repentance for private sins. So what this basically wants to say is that if somebody commits a sin in public, he should repent in public. And apparently what this wants to say is that he should ask God for forgiveness in public and kind of express to the people his sorrow and regret for example, promoting this sin amongst them. And a private repentance for a private sin, it perhaps alludes to the fact that one is not required to do so. Rather, one can simply ask forgiveness for God in private. But because of the public and social nature of a sin which is committed in public, one is in fact trampling upon the rights of other people. They have a right, other people and other citizens in a society, they have a right to not observe such a sin which is being committed by you in public, right? So you're trampling upon their right. So in order to, one is required therefore to repent from them and ask forgiveness for them and ask forgiveness for God in public. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the types of repentance in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.